Thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by Public Works Director Mark Hilson and Assistant Director Seth Brackey, and they're here to speak a little bit about winter maintenance here within the city. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning, Marie. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. And Mr. Hilson, I understand you are fairly new as the public director?
That's right. That's right. Been here a week.
And how are things going so far?
Terrific. Yeah. People of Ketchikan have been very welcoming.
Okay. And part of the reason that I asked you to come in here is there is a public service announcement out there about winter maintenance, an information guide. And we've been lucky so far and haven't had a lot of snow, but that can be a problem, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You people may have noticed we have our emergency snow route signs up, our red signs with our snowflake. That's a special route that we try to prioritize for snow removal. We've been very fortunate this year that we've had one snow event after Christmas there. Was a little bit complicated because of the fact that it just kept melting and refreezing. So that was taken care of. And I want to take the opportunity, too, to thank our road crews for their efforts in getting that cleared.
You see those signs up, and I know, I think, don't they also indicate don't park in some of these areas?
Yeah, we'd like people to try to move their vehicles during a snow event. Any kind of vehicle in the road affects our ability to promptly clear. So the more traffic, the more parked vehicles, the tougher it is for us.
And I know there's priorities of how you go about cleaning the roads. And right now, again, we're in a pretty good situation. But there is definitely right now a lot of ice. And how are you dealing with that?
Sure. So right now, the major condition is icy roads. And we ask all drivers to take caution, use appropriate speeds, watch out for the steep roads that we have here in Ketchikan. And as far as ice control, we're out with sand and salt as appropriate to control those. But it's ultimately necessary for the driver to be aware of the road conditions as they exist.
And you are specifically dealing with city streets, correct? So anything out in the borough, you're not responsible for those roads, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, because yeah. I do hear a lot of way at the end of the road, it's very icy, and it is important that people pay attention. With respect to private citizens or homeowners, what is their responsibility with respect to cleaning and clearing?
Sure. The residents of the community play a large role in all of this. So when we have a significant snowfall, our crews are sticking to the priority routes. That's the routes with bus lines, our major streets. And it takes us a little bit longer to get to some of the lower priority streets. What we need the residents to do is to, first of all, understand that we're getting to the streets as fast as we can. But they can also help in a lot of different ways. One is if they don't have to drive, if they can stay home, that's great. The fewer cars that are on the road during a snow event, the better for us to remove the snow. Also, a big item is to not scoop your snow out into the street. That's a common practice, unfortunately, where the easiest place to put the snow is back out into the street that public works crews have just plowed. And that just makes our job harder. The correct thing to do is to scoop it into a grassy area or an area that's where you can pile it up. So I'd say that's probably the biggest thing, the key things that the public can do to help.
And this is a question a lot of people do have is which sidewalks perhaps or which areas are homeowners responsible for and which ones are the city responsible for? Is that easy to define?
Correct. By ordinance, the sidewalk that's in front of your property is the property owner's responsibility to clear.
And a lot of people aren't particularly good, I guess, about that sometimes. Are there, I don't know, tips on maybe easier ways to clear your area? I don't know. Because some people it's difficult, or they may be elderly or something. Are there easy ways, I guess, to kind of keep things clean?
I'd say the key component is to get out there as soon as you can. Here in Ketchikan, when we have snow, the easiest time to scoop it is right away. Otherwise, it can get a hard frozen crust, and then you're out there chipping it, and it's really hard to remove. So if you have a elderly neighbor, somebody, try to help them out and try to scoop it as soon as you can.
What about the chemicals? Are there certain problems with people using de-icer or using different chemicals that maybe make it tougher for either you, your crews, or like how much should you use or what should you do?
Well, generally, you want to use the minimum amount of chemical that you can. So, and if you have concrete walks that you're using the chemical on, you'd certainly want to minimize that. The de-icing salts tend to degrade the sidewalk, the concrete. So using only enough, and only on the icy spots is the key.
Okay. And what are things that people can do? I guess you mentioned kind of to help the crews, just, you know, keep your vehicles out of the way and certain things. Are there other things that people can do to help the crews as they're working out there?
Well, one thing is to be cognizant that not only vehicles, but boat trailers and any other items like garbage cans, if those could be kept away from the edge of the road, that's a big help. And also, if you have kids, like I do, my kids are fascinated with the trucks, the lights. They love to see it. We love that they love to see it, but do so at a safe distance. And if we ever do get a big plowable event, or if you're piling snow from your driveway or your sidewalk adjacent to the road, don't have the kids play in that and build their forts in that. Make some piles back behind the sidewalk, up in the yard, and keep them up there. Because a snowplow driver coming down the street would not necessarily recognize those kids and see them.
And I'll actually kind of a funny story that years ago, and I really wish I remember when it was, but there was a really huge event of snow. My car is that car I had then was so tiny that they plowed, and I mean literally my car was buried, and I would have to I wasn't going to drive the car, but I just had to move the snow so it would be seen and not plowed into or something. It was pretty amazing, the volume of snow. We haven't had that in such a long time, and doesn't look weather forecast wise that we've got big storms coming, but it's good to be prepared. And
knock on wood, Marie.
I probably just jinxed this. Huh?
Yeah.
But keep your sidewalks clean. Help your friends and neighbors. It is icy out there now, and anything you can do probably to help de-ice your sidewalks would be appreciated, I'm guessing.
Right.
So is there anything else that you'd like to bring up about this topic or any other anything else going on with Public Works that you want to make people aware of?
Christmas tree pickup is the 11th to the 15th, so put your Christmas trees out with your normal garbage, and it'll be collected on your collection day.
Okay.
Yep.
It's that time, I guess.
It is.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, and we'll keep those streets safe.
Thank you, Marie.
Mark Hilson and Seth Rocky of the Ketchikan Public Works Department.